So, Richard, nervy at the end, but certainly a big 3 points again this afternoon.
Before the game Saturday, I told the players on Thursday training that the object of the weekend was to get 6 points. We've done it.
As you say, a fantastic 48 hours as well for you.
It's tough, it's really tough, you know, and this time of the year, and so early in the season as well. I mean, that's 7 games now since August the 8th. I mean, that's tough for anybody. But, you know, it a little bit nervy in the end there. But we'd spoke the other day about, on Thursday when we played Torquay, because we did a bit of work on the with both oppositions in mind on Thursday. And we said that we didn't, unless we had to put it out for a throw-in, we had to try and keep the ball on the pitch. And we did that all by the last 15 minutes. And all of a sudden, you know, it's horrible to defend against. And sometimes you're better off giving a corner away than actually having the throw-in. And it's coming down around your ear holes. And you have to be ready to defend it. But give them a bit of do. Give Torquay some credit. They come, they've had a go. 3-0 down, had a go. At the end, I think their formation was 2-4-4. And they're putting the ball onto you all the time, and we couldn't get hold of the football. And you know, once you've let one goal in, you tend to just err on the side of caution and go a little bit deeper. And so give them a bit of credit, but it's like I always say, and I've said it to you loads of times, Ian, you can only lose a game of football once.
Good for Yemi and Payne to get their first goals of the season as well. How much confidence will that give them, do you think?
Well, we'll have to wait and see. Hopefully it'll give them some confidence. But, you know, I've had the same situation with Yemi as I've had with Ross Lafayette. He needs to get a goal, and he ain't going to get a goal sat next to me. And I said that to you last week about Ross Lafayette. You know, it's quite easy to leave players out, but when they need a goal, they ain't going to get a goal sat next to me. So that's a tough decision I have to make. And, you know, we needed to try and get Yemi a goal, and it was a good finish. And I'm not surprised Payne had done that, because he does it quite often in training, at the end of training, when he just practices his little bits, and he does it quite often. So I weren't surprised that he actually scored.
And again, 17 points from 7 games, 5 wins, a pretty good return as well.
Yeah. It's brilliant, really, isn't it? You know, it's... But we've got to keep plodding along, and we've got to keep going, and we've got to be consistent. And if we are and we can do that, then who knows what can happen.